Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me, as always, is my partner and my best friend, Brittany.
Hey, Austin, welcome to our trademark one-take five-star rated podcast. Thank you so much for checking us out.
Yeah, we're always looking to help get the word out about the very best Austin and the surrounding area has to offer. And today, Brittany, we're going to be talking about a handmade revolution that is taking place right here in Austin this Saturday.
Woo-hoo.
Tons of local artisans all gathered in one place.
Eric, when you have vendors whose names are Hammer It Out and Fartsy Arts in attendance, that event is sure to be fun. And the best part is it's free to attend.
Nothing wrong with free. Hey, we're talking about the Austin Craft Riot Summer Show, and it's taking place this Saturday at the Palmer Event Center from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, I love it when vendors' names are like Hobo Threads and Spunky Creek, and another one like Lots of Shimmer.
I love it, and it's just so much fun to see what all of these creative individuals come up with. We'll be talking about a few of the local artists in today's podcast. We wish we could talk about them all, but we can't. There's just too many.
You know, Britt, throughout our relationship, we've always enjoyed going to street fairs and stopping at all the vendor booths that we can. But in the Austin summer heat, there's only so long you can hang out before you actually melt away.
Yeah.
And so I like to take my time when I go to a craft fair because there's just so much to see.
I hear you on that. And when we're regularly hitting the three-digit temperatures here in Austin, the Austin Craft Riot Summer Show is a nice and comfortable opportunity to check out a huge gathering of local artisans in an air-conditioned venue.
Air-conditioned for the win. You can't beat it. So to whet the appetite for our listeners, we're just going to start off by saying there's a lot going on at the Austin Craft Riot.
They're going to have a kids area and free craft activities for the whole family where you can get hands-on and learn from some of the best local artists.
They're also going to have raffles and prizes and more. And for today's podcast, we've selected just a handful of the local artisans that will have their wares out at the Austin Craft Riot Summer Show.
Which one do you want to start with?
How about Hammer It Out?
This is a fun one.
Yeah, the folks at Hammer It Out are really active, and you can actually find their work featured in local shops around town like Accents and Elements on Burnet, and even out at the Oasis gift shop.
They specialize in cold stainless steel, and they handcraft beautiful and functional items for the home and the garden. They have these really cute votive candle holders that caught my eye.
They've also got some gorgeous planters that are sure to be the talk of the neighborhood if you pick one up.
Hammer It Out has everything from simple bookmarks to stainless steel clocks and items for the kitchen that really stand out and are great conversation pieces. Make sure you check them out when you stop by the Austin Craft Riot Summer Show this Saturday.
All right, Britt, who's next?
Lip Glossary is a fun one for the ladies.
Uh-oh, I can feel my wallet getting thinner already.
Seriously, the handcrafted products that they put out are crazy affordable.
Really? I just know that all that beauty stuff is usually pretty expensive.
Check this out. They have lip balm for just $3 and body lotions that are vegan friendly for just $7. Sweetheart, you can go ahead and get your stocking stuffers now.
Oh, I can, huh? Actually, it does seem kind of affordable by comparison to big shops like Bath & Body Works.
Yeah, and why not support local businesses? Lip Glossary has all kinds of different flavors of lip balm from raspberries and cream and butter pecan lip balm. They even have key lime lip balm.
All right, guys, you heard it here first. You know what the ladies want. Get on out to and see the folks at Lip Glossary when you head out to the Austin Craft Riot Summer Show.
Okay, Eric, I've tortured you with all this girly stuff. So which local artisan has piqued your interest?
Well, I really did like what I saw from Hobo Threads and Spunky Creek, and we're going to talk about them and more when we return from a quick break. So cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Doop, 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 doop. Hopefully you're enjoying our trademark one-take podcast. We love doing it every week.
And we're looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinaut is one of the top blogs in the city of Austin. We have fresh and unique content Monday through Friday every week.
And each day we interact with thousands of people who are online in the Austin area.
We're already reaching the audience that your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you are interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinaut.com, that's austinot.com, and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Weird Coupons, Vital Skincare, Connection, American Bingo, and the Austin Craft Riot.
Bingo. Yeah, thank you to all of our current sponsors. I love just saying bingo. We need to go back and play bingo, Brittany.
Yes, we do. That's true.
Well, sponsors, we really couldn't do this without you. Thank you so much.
Okay, Eric, back to the show. You were mentioning before the break that you liked what you saw from Hobo Threads and Spunky Creek.
Well, they're just so different. I think the two are connected, but Brittany, I'm not really sure about it. Regardless, Hobo Threads has some really strange but creative clothes. The shop owner, Charlene Palmer, says that she's a visual artist and not a seamstress. Each of her creations are one of a kind.
She uses upcycled and vintage materials to design a wearable piece of art. Some of it looks a bit risque for me, but it's really unique and definitely worth checking out.
Now, Spunky Creek is run by Charlene and Jimmy, and I think that the Charlene that runs Hobo Threads is the same Charlene that runs Spunky Creek, but I may be mistaken. Either way, Spunky Creek may be my personal favorite from the Austin Craft Riot Summer Show this year.
What makes you say that?
Well, they have puppets.
Puppets?
Yeah, I love puppets and puppet shows. And Brittany, these are the real deal, full body performance level puppets. And they average just around $50.
Wow.
Yeah. So we'll have to add a photo of the puppets on the Austinot so people can see these creations.
Now I understand that they can custom make puppets to look like anyone you like, a friend or a boss or whatever.
Yeah, they sure can. Spunky Creek, not sure how much the custom puppets are, but hey, Spunky Creek, I think I need you to make me a puppet of one of my old bosses. We'll have to talk about that later.
Eric, be nice.
I am being nice, but just imagine a puppet that looks like an old friend. How much fun you could have with it. What a great and unique gift, right?
Could be really fun. You could probably have them make four that looked like the Beatles. That would be one-of-a-kind collector pieces.
Ooh, now that's a good idea. I wonder if they could make me a Star Wars set. Something like Darth Vader, a Stormtrooper, a Yoda, and a Jabba. Ooh, Jabba might be a challenge for them.
Oh, no, there you go again. It freaks me out when you do that.
What if I do the slurp?
Oh, no. Back to the topic. If I don't cut your Star Wars obsession off, we'll never get our podcast done. Stop. Let's talk about one more shop that I really like.
A store. Talk about you shall.
Oh my gosh. You see what I have to work with, folks? Okay, the last artisan to whet your appetite is Lost Little Things.
Yeah, she does have some really cool designs, Britt.
Basically, Lost Little Things was a company born from a heart of saving things that were lost, broken, or forgotten, and turning them into beautiful art pieces.
And all of our pieces are handcrafted from used, recycled, and vintage items.
The shop's owner's name is Tara, and she's made a clock out of an old Scrabble board that's really cute, and she has a really cool Christmas ornament made out of a portion of a Texas license plate that's shaped like Texas. I really like it.
And folks, this is just a small sampling of the awesome local artisans that you're going to find this Saturday at the Austin Craft Riot Summer Show at the Palmer Event Center.
Remember, the Austin Craft Riot Summer Show is free, and there will be all kinds of activities and raffles and more. It's from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and it is air-conditioned. You don't want to miss it.
Also, you can check out all their wares online before you go if you go to Etsy.com and search for Team Austin Craft Riot in one word. So Team Austin Craft Riot on Etsy. Yeah, it's a long word, but hey, it works for them, so check it out. All right, Britt, anything else before we close our show for today?
Just a reminder to subscribe to our Best of the Austinot newsletter.
Boda.
We try and give away prizes to our subscribers every 2 weeks, and the giveaways are exclusive to our subscribers. It's really easy to subscribe. You just click on the basketball-looking icon on our homepage.
Hey, Britt. Why does it look like a basketball?
Who knows, Eric, but hey, it works. Also, next week, we're having some of our most unique posts ever on the Austinot, so be sure to check it out. Until then, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/theaustinot, and if you use Twitter, you can find us at theaustinot.
Yeah, tweet us. Hey, we're always busy at the Austinot, Britt, but that's the way we like it. We love Austin, and we hope you do too. Keep Austin weird, keep it local, and keep yourself tuned into the Austinot. That wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Britt?
See you soon. Do, 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 do.